Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind using the toll-free number 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And we've been talking with Ralph here, who knows quite a bit more about the history of just military action in the Middle East in the first place. Ralph, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
All right, perfect. So
I'm not sure that I haven't known anything that Ralph has mentioned here. And
I haven't.
Yeah, but I have. So we mentioned here the Iranian Flight 655 that the United States shot down in, like, 1988. And the, was it the U.S. Cole that was attacked by Israel, right?
No, the USS Liberty.
Liberty was attacked by Israel.
That was in
Israel 19... attacked the United States?
Yes, but no one can give me a satisfactory reason as to why besides, whoops.
Well, there was a couple things going on. Of course, Israel attacked without being attacked,
right.
And they wiped out the Egyptian Air Force while they were still on the ground. They took a bunch of prisoners, and they had these prisoners in the Sinai. They lined them up, had them dig their own graves, and then murdered them. They were trying to cover that up because keep in mind that the USS Liberty was a spy ship. And not only that, they wanted to take the Golan Heights, which they did. And, our planes were 6 minutes from Cairo with nuclear bombs before they were called back because they couldn't sink the USS Liberty. They tried, like I said, with bombs, with missiles.
But I'm not sure who they is. Israel? Are you claiming that there's something to do with the United States? There was some kind of collusion within Washington, D.C.? Let me finish talking. Are you suggesting that there's a collusion with D.C. in this, that they were hoping to sink this ship with all the sailors aboard?
Yes. So they could bomb Cairo and get away with stealing the Golan Heights, which, you know.
But why would the U.S. want to do that? Why would anybody in the U.S. government want to do that?
Because they're run by Israel. We're run by Israel now, or the cult that runs Israel, the Likud party.
There certainly are people who believe this.
Shabbat, you know, it's not the actual, like, it's not Jewish people. It's a cult within that group. And, you know, they like the Golan Heights here. Trump just gave the Golan Heights to Israel, right?
I don't know.
You know that.
I've never heard of it.
Well, no, I don't. I didn't hear this particular thing. I know that the capital was moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, supposedly.
Yes.
I mean, which the capital's always been there.
He recognized Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights, which it's not theirs. It belongs to Syria. But many people don't realize.
Well, there was, it was taken in a war, right? I mean, like, there was several.
Yeah, but it was occupied territory. Nobody ever recognized it as being Israel until Trump came in.
Do you
want
to give back the southern Arizona to Mexico?
Well, look, do you realize that they found oil in the Golan Heights now? This is like about 10 years ago. More oil than Saudi Arabia has. And Genie Oil is the name of the company from New Jersey. And you know who's on the board of directors of Genie Oil? Besides Larry Summers, Dick Cheney, Lord Jacob Rothschild, the bankster, Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News and Dow Jones and the Wall Street Journal, James Woolsey, ex-CIA head, Bill Richardson. You think these guys want to give the Golan Heights back to Syria? No, they want to give it to Israel so these guys can make billions of dollars off the oil that's there.
Yeah, it's not that I doubt any of that? I do kind of doubt it, but it's not that I doubt.
I don't know what I doubt.
What you're saying, it's just that I think it's irrelevant because it all comes back to the state. So we have some people who are actively part of the state, or even inactively part of the state, doing what states do. I mean, they have various mechanisms in place to allow them to continue just doing whatever they want throughout the world and making money off of it.
That's... Hey, Ralph, did Epstein kill himself?
Of course he didn't. Yeah, that was a Mossad CIA honeypot blackmail ring.
Is he still alive?
Well, that's a possibility. They could have extracted him. I don't know. It seems like he's dead. You know, they've taken care of other people like that.
Well, Ralph, thank you for the call. We've got to move on now because, I'm with you on the idea that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, but not with any of the other stuff. I do think...
I don't know what the relationship is between the United States shooting down an Iranian passenger plane in 1988 and this other incident that went on. I don't know what went on, and I will say this. I do believe the Mossad is probably the greatest organization on the planet Earth as far as spycraft goes. That, you know, when the Berlin Wall fell, basically the United States' intelligence agencies... they fell apart. It's all about cyber intelligence at this point and very little of the spycraft. And then the Mossad's much more about that. But other than that, what are you going to do about it? I mean, my only solution is like, Israel exists as a state, okay? I got nothing. There's nothing I can do about that and nothing I care to do about it.
Right.
Stop sending tax money there.
Sure.
Stop.
That's the first step.
Being involved in the Middle East. If there's a problem, I'm sure Israel can solve it.
That was, essentially what I was telling people today. Look, if you actually oppose a war with Iran, then you're going to have to get away from war dollars. You're going to have to stop using USD. You're going to have to use something that they can't use, that they can't tax in order to pay for their wars. Something like Bitcoin. Or any other cryptocurrency, just not money that they can make and inflate to pay for their wars, which is exactly what they do with the USD.
Right, and if you need any more proof than that, consider that during World War II, they had signs that said, buy war bonds.
Yeah.
When the United States invaded either Iraq or Afghanistan, I'm not sure which one it was, and the press asked George Bush how the American people could support the military, he said, go shopping. Now, why did he say that? The reason is because in 1942, when the war bonds were being sold or whatever, the dollar was backed by gold. And so you needed you need money to back these bonds,
right?
To buy these bonds. Whereas in 2002, the dollar is backed by nothing, and the velocity of money... is valuable
right.
As far as increasing the value of the currency and that sort of thing, not its backing. So things fundamentally changed in the Bretton Woods Accords in somewhere around
73, I think.
Yeah, it was before that, but not much.
So, 71 or 73 was when it broke down.
Right. From 69 to 73 would probably be a time frame to look. I don't know that there's a single incident that we could say, but the Bretton Woods Accords are basically it. So, yeah, it's that's what happened, and it's true. Fact is that, the currency, that they want you to use their currency so that they can tax you on that currency so that they can continue to perpetuate these wars whenever they feel like it.
And if taxes,
and that's true for Iran, and that's true for the United States.
Yeah. And if taxes don't cut it, then they will simply inflate the currency as they have been doing for the last 107 years now. So, yeah, there are ways to avert a war with Iran, but which seems to have thankfully averted itself, but just war in general, stop using their money. That's the best advice anyone can have as far as being actually anti-war.
Yeah, and people are living right now on cryptocurrency. It can be done. Yeah, sure, it's denominated in dollars, but that's not really an argument.
No, because that's like saying, oh, well, we can't stop using meters because the only way we can understand them is in terms of inches. You know, just familiarize yourself with it. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And I want to tell you about AnyPay because they've launched a new program they're calling the Ambassador Program. If you want businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, sign them up for AnyPay and you can earn passive income for every single purchase at those businesses. I actually got a landscaping company in Texas to install AnyPay last night. I don't know if
that's impressive.
Yeah, I didn't do the ambassador thing. I just want more people using crypto because then more people will buy crypto from me. And that makes me happy. So
well,
I didn't go through all the trouble of doing that, but AnyPay makes it
it's probably worth
so
trying
simple.
It out and see.
Yeah. So finally you have a financial incentive beyond just, you know, having Bitcoin Cash and Dash that you want to spend to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive a cut of the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. Their old website was actually how I ended up directing the dude there. The website I'm never going to give, but AnyPayInc.com is the new website, and it's awesome. It's great. I love AnyPay. I love everything about it.
Yeah.
It's even got a tip feature where you can have your employees, like say if you run a restaurant, you can have your employees all have their own crypto wallets entered into this tip system.
Wow, that's a nice feature.
It is. It's a very cool feature. But let's get into the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was just thinking about how our champion is taking us around the world and defending our country and how good of a job he's doing and how that some people are so deranged they have turned against their own country because our champion Donald Trump is doing the right thing as far as America goes. And I just can't see. I've never seen it this bad. It was
what
bad.
Country are people turning against?
They're turning against their own country, the United States of America. You see all the chatter going on online, people embracing terrorists over their own president and their own way of life.
Well, Donald Trump is a terrorist.
No, he's not a terrorist. He's our president. He's our
commander in chief. He's not my president. I don't have a president.
You live here in America, don't you?
I have a ruler who thinks he has authority over me.
Well, he has complete authority, and he is above the law because he is our president.
Is he trolling?
No, Larry's very serious. Larry will go and do these protests with...
He's above the law. He's the authority.
Wearing a sweatshirt that says slave on it.
Well, he must be. I'm glad we got somebody like him just getting us back on the right track of putting America first and letting us stop, invite every person in from around the world to take over our industries and over our infrastructure.
So you have an issue with people who want to come here and get jobs in our industries?
I do.
Why?
I do. Because our government, and I talk about the same government that you're talking about, is making our people unable to work because of the Democrats' policy of doping up and locking up. That's what their policy is. So I think that if we got our own people back on track, so that we could do our own work like during the...
What people? Who are our people?
Aren't there...
I'm talking about Americans, our brothers and sisters.
We have the lowest unemployment in, like, history at this point, so...
That's thanks to Trump.
Well, I wouldn't say that's not true.
There's
some argument that that's the case. I mean, it's under his... Look, if he's going to get blamed for it, he deserves the credit for it. I'm not the one to stand in the way.
I wouldn't blame him for it because I recognize that the president is ultimately a little man with a lot of power, but he's not omnipotent, and the economy is going to do what the economy is going to do, regardless of who is president. Bitcoin has done more to boost the economy since Trump's presidency than anything else.
His trade policies are going to put us back on course and bring more jobs.
I think the farmers the Midwest, I guess, would disagree with
you. There's been more money given to farmers than there was for the auto bailout, but the Republicans made
it. I live right here in the Midwest, and we're doing just fine for those who will buy into the economy and
are you
stop
a farmer?
Trying to go out and get on.
Are you a farmer, Larry?
Now?
Are you a farmer?
No, I'm not. I'm an artist. You can see my website. Just Google Larry Bob from Indianapolis. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that, but I am going to ask you why you're disagreeing with the farmers who are like, hey, this trade war that you started, it's not good, and we're going broke because of it.
Well, that's,
and you're
that,
like,
that's,
I will paint you a picture about how great it is.
Well, you can't talk about farmers that much when you're talking about giant corporations. The farms you're talking about are a thing of the past, but it's just the thing that goes on in every government. Just like in the Middle Ages, there's serfs and there's lords and barons. Then there's the king. That's what we're going back to, serfdom. Whether you like it or not, that's where we're going. So
are you happy being a serf, Larry?
Yeah, I would rather be a slave than a serf, because the slave knows where his stable's at. He also knows where
Good
he's at.
God,
he knows,
man.
He's absolute. He knows he's absolute.
But he's not absolute. Rather, he's a stupid little man with a big ego.
Well,
he's nothing
he's
more.
Totally
he's not a god. Hey. He's not a king. He's an idiot. He's a tyrant. He's a bloodthirsty maniac who doesn't know what he's doing.
That.
Because
what do you mean he don't know what he's
who
doing?
Who does know what they're doing that's held that job?
Hey, no one.
He's the
okay.
president
no one.
Of the United States. We have elected him to
who
serve
is we?
Us.
I didn't elect him. Did you elect him?
Well, if you live here in America, right, there was an election. You had an opportunity.
I live in the geographic
vote.
Area that the United
that
States government declares
it.
That it controls.
Then that's what you're under. You're under the United States of America. I praise God for this country.
I am not under the United States of America. The United States of America is under me.
Well, why don't you move to Mexico then?
Why would I move to Mexico? I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, so you're in America. You're enjoying our infrastructure.
Why would I swap?
Our peace.
Why would I swap one ruler for another? What is the benefit of that?
There's no comparison between the way things are in Mexico and here in the United States, and you know that very well. But
well, there's no comparison to how things are in Sweden compared to how they are in the United States either.
Well, why don't you
are they better
there?
In Sweden?
Sweden's
there's no better there for anybody who don't want to work.
It's wealthier.
And wants to be on largesse. But I tell you what, we better start appreciating what Donald Trump is doing for this country.
Man, screw
Donald
Trump.
Because he don't have to do it. He's our president.
Screw him and his prostitute wife.
That's a terrible thing to say about that lady.
Who's saying that?
I am.
That's Aria.
That's a young... Well, she's probably jealous of Ivanka because she's so beautiful and she's a smart woman and she understands her husband.
I don't have any issue with the fact that she's a prostitute.
Yeah,
I just
well,
like saying
I didn't
saying
tell you
it.
She was a prostitute. Well, so what?
She's not a prostitute. She married somebody.
She's
married
a prostitute.
To her man.
No, she's not.
Standing there with
she is
her man
definitely a
and
prostitute.
Defending him and standing there right with him because she know, he knows.
Because he's
he knows.
A billionaire.
Well, if more women
she's standing
would
beside
like
him because
she's
like
not a prostitute.
Billionaire.
He's not a billionaire.
Okay. Well, he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much like Larry. Thank you for the call. I don't know what to tell you. You said you would rather be a slave than a serf. I don't know. I'm not going to make any sort of bizarre quality of life assessment between the two. I would rather be a free person, Larry. And it saddens me to think that you would voluntarily submit yourself to the authority of a president and even refer to them as a king and say that you would prefer they just rule over you directly like a king. Good luck to you, Larry. 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will vote on Thursday to limit President Trump's war-making powers on Iran in the wake of the administration's recent killing of a top Iranian terrorist. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill were briefed regarding that killing, and Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio says if anyone believes President Trump doesn't have a plan,
I can tell you that it's pretty apparent what the strategy is, and that is that Iran needs to abandon any sort of nuclear weapons ambitions, it needs to stop sponsoring terrorist groups, and it needs to stop developing ballistic long-range missiles. And if it does those three things...
How do you get there?
Well, I think, guys, that's one of the reasons why we have relied on economic pressure.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, another record high as the Dow gained 161 points to finish at 28,745. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. I keep wanting to say 855-455. I did that once yesterday.
Huh.
And I just totally spaced on it trying to figure out whether...
It's never been that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. And it's only been this week. Very strange. Anyway, with you tonight, as you hear, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And a lot of people are taking control of their health. They want to avoid the pain of getting sick, the loss of time at work, and costly medical bills. Good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. However, eating right all the time can be a challenge. Travel and work schedules can get in the way, or you may not have the desire or time to shop and cook the right foods. And that's me, and that's why I like Balance of Nature.
Right, is all you have to do is take three vegetable tablets and three fruits tablets, and you've got 10 servings of fruits and vegetables for the day. Or,
yeah, and that's an insane amount of nutrition.
Right, it's a lot.
So people after taking it have reported that their skin looks better, the bags under their eyes go away, they feel better, an increase in energy and pain goes away. So go online and become a preferred customer. That gets you the best pricing and free shipping. After your third month, Balance of Nature will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. But this is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got Adolf calling from Berlin, Ohio.
Oh, God.
Adolf, you're on Free Talk Live.
anti-war is anti-peace.
And how do you figure?
And anyone claiming that they're tired of governments murdering people throughout the world don't care about innocent people being murdered at all. Just like buying Bitcoin hasn't saved the life of anybody from a tyrannical government being murdered anywhere, anytime since you've been buying and selling, speculating on Bitcoin with U.S. money.
It's a slow process.
I make the argument that Bitcoin has saved lives, in so much as Silk Road used Bitcoin.
Oh, I didn't call to talk to you. I called to talk to the halfwit who called somebody a prostitute.
I don't really care what you called to do. I'm going to have this free talk live, and I'm going
to
talk. Please.
In New Hampshire.
Hey, yeah, you got to hold on for a moment. Oh,
Yeah, I know who this is.
Yeah, I did it until just then when he started.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was good. Sorry, I had realized that, I would have hung up immediately.
I don't have a particular problem with James Whittakind calling when he wishes to have a real conversation, you know. And he's made a point here that being anti-war is pro-war, and it's pro-death. And this is, remember...
War is peace, right?
Right. The
slavery
quote,
is freedom.
The quote is, the first casualty of war is the truth. All right? The first casualty of war is always go after the peaceniks. That's the first thing you do. And, you know, these are the Nazis talking, not me. I could find the quote.
Oh, yeah,
they
started this immediately. You had Marco Rubio tweeting last night that... No,
I'm talking about the real Nazis.
Okay.
Not Marco Rubio, Republicans. I'm talking about...
Well, I don't see much of a difference.
The Nazis... Well, I'm talking about the National Socialist Party of Hitler from, like, 1936 through 1945. The Nazis, okay? And their quotes are very clear.
Wait, so you're not talking about the people who run the radio station in New Mexico?
I'm not. they go after the peaceniks. And that's fine, okay, if it's true. But at least give the peaceniks their say, right? And I think that it's fine that James would call in and make a point that... You know, to make this point, you need to have counterpoints.
Sure.
To be able to have a conversation. You can't just sit in an echo chamber. So, you know, that's great. Threatening people, not great. And James has done plenty of that. He's obviously not going to repent of that. That's fine. Whatever. I don't care. Nonetheless, I will say this. No, I am not responsible for the deaths of anybody by advocating for peace.
No, absolutely not.
I'm
That's
not.
Insane.
I don't have a responsibility. By being born on this particular polygon on the map, the United States of America, I am not responsible for paying for the U.S. military's adventures in foreign lands at the behest of politicians, at the behest of their corporate paymasters. Okay?
Yeah.
So this is the scenario that it works down. You know, you join the military, you work for the government works for the corporations who give the big campaign contributions. We all know how it goes, and they then give us a narrative to make these wars make sense. Is Iran a bunch of good guys? No,
well,
they're not.
Well, they have a state, so states do what states do.
Yeah, a war with Iran is not going to solve any problems.
Certainly not.
Just like the war with Iraq didn't solve any problems, the war with Afghanistan didn't solve any problems.
What happened to that meme of the
George Bush Sr. bombing civilians in Panama didn't solve any problems?
What was that meme that said, no, you can't have any Iran until you finish your Iraq?
I hadn't heard that one, but okay. Yeah, I think this is an oldie, yeah.
And so, yeah, because it would have to be because they've been beating...
How about they finish their World War One? Because the debt that we're currently paying on, $23 trillion last I looked, in general numbers.
Yeah. Of course, you can go to usdebtclock.com and watch it go up in terrifying quantities.
You better have a good computer because it will crash your machine if you get an old machine. It's counting every dollar and it's doing very quickly. So, basically the debt that we currently have, if you use... First in, last out accounting says that something like 75% or 80% of the debt that we currently have in the United States, and almost all of it from when I was in high school. Even a larger number than that is there's something went on in the 90s that they put into the debt. And that is all war debt. So, you know, saddling your grandchildren with debt is probably immoral too. Right?
I would agree. Terribly immoral.
It's immoral that the people who fought in World War I's debt, they put their debt off on me. It's immoral that the people who fought in World War II put their debt off on me. The Vietnam War, every one of these things, all that debt has come down for us to pay. And there's no way we're going to pay it. The politicians have no intention of going after it. Rand Paul has put out a very reasonable plan for, at the very least, holding the line on the debt or paying it off. You pick.
Well, remember when the debt ceiling was like $17 trillion and the government shut down and they had this great big thing about whether or not they were going to increase it? I mean, they're just going to increase it perpetually.
The plan is very simple, by the way. The 1% plan is to cut the 1% from every department's budget in the United States government. 1%. I mean, with all the waste in the U.S. government, don't you think we could cut 1%? Do that for 5 years, hold it steady for another 5, and that should put us in pretty good shape. So, yeah, what's the big deal? How come we don't do this? Well, because debt is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's a game of musical chairs. And when the music stops, someone is always going to be left standing.
Well, at this point, it's the people who are left living. Because, you know, the people who put that debt out there are all dead. Woodrow Wilson, deader than a doornail. FDR, dead. Johnson, dead. I mean, you pick your war, the guy who started it, and the people who are going for it, they're all dead. And now we've got to pay for it.
We don't have to. We can use Bitcoin and refuse to pay for it.
Well, there's that argument. Yep.
Yeah, because they're always going to have more wars lined up. I mean, you're never going to escape the debt because the debt is a product of war. And you're never going to run out of war as long as you have a state. As long as the government exists, it's going to want to fight against other governments. I don't know why. Why would a government want to pit itself?
Because they are in and of themselves lawless. There is no law for things that are above it. And
like Larry was saying.
So they it shows that, you know, at the very least, that states are lawless organizations. They don't follow rules.
No. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Mark.
And LibertyCon is a unique Liberty convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for the purpose of career advancement or business and internship opportunities. You can hear from a list of incredible speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, who is going to speak on conscious capitalism, Vernon Smith, who has a Nobel Prize in economics and is going to speak on alternative markets, Miriam Issa, pop culture expert, and the list keeps going on and on. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on additional speakers and events, and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. Student travel scholarships are available, and discount rooms for everyone at the Marriott Marquis, save with early registration at LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount. Now, Mark, I actively despise people who have their cats declawed. I think it's immoral. It's torturing the animal. It's crippling the animal for the rest of its life. I have a soft spot for cats anyway. But here is this procedure that permanently maims the animal. And it's a wonder that any veterinarian today continues to do it. But, as I understand it, this is a bit different from clipping dogs' ears and tails.
Right. So you and I may not agree on cat claws, and I'm ready to go through this whole list of them. But I will tell you this. There are plenty of countries. As a matter of fact, I think it's a minority of countries that allow the docking of tails and the docking of ears, cropping of ears. So the United States is one of them that allows it, and I have a Doberman, and he is cropped and docked.
Okay.
Now, I did not crop and dock him. I did not pay to crop and dock him. I got him after he was cropped and docked, which I tend not to get baby animals anyway because I just don't like baby animals. But you know, I support cropping and docking, and I'd like to talk about that.
So you actively support it, not as a sort of do what you want, but you think it's a good idea?
I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know whether I think that that's true with cat claws, but I'll be willing to discuss that with you, too, because I, at one point...
I'm positive it's not true about cat claws.
I had a... and we could disagree. I had a cat who was declawed. His name was Senor Grouchy Pants. And
I bet he was grouchy.
He
had his fingers cut off.
He started that way. And he... As I understand it, he came to me because he couldn't get along with other kitties. And I didn't have one, and my roommate brought him home one day from his sister's house and said, "Look what we got!" And I was delighted to see him and, spent the rest of his life with me. And, but I want to talk about cropping ears first. So
okay.
I had somebody, "Oh, my goodness, his ears. Did you do that?" And it sort of accused me of cropping the dog's ears. And, well, no, but I support it. And I'd first like to say one really important thing for those out there that are disturbed by the notion of dog ear cropping.
Okay.
Nature, there are no closed ears in nature. The floppy ear of a dog is a... evolutionary byproduct of their their choice to become domesticated. The wolves that could be domesticated tended to have floppy ears. The canines that could not be domesticated tend to have the pointy ears that stand up, like a corgi or a French bulldog. These are dogs that have been bred to have, once again, pointy ears.
Okay.
And they're not, this doesn't show they're wild and free. It shows that they have been, what they call selected for this particular trait. And they have that, and that's what people like. For those that have dogs, they will know, that had enough dogs, you'll know that floppier dogs tend towards ear infections and a variety of problems based on this closed ear. And the ones that... don't have those closed ears, don't have those problems. Ones like Dobermans, whose ears, which would normally be floppy, are cropped. And with and so basically, it is a health concern that is very likely if you don't do it.
Now,
and for that reason, I'd say, yeah, go ahead and you should be doing that.
Not knowing anything about trimming dogs' ears,
yep.
It sounds like what you just did was make an argument for male circumcision.
Right, sure. Male circumcision, I will tell you, is probably only appropriate for people who expect their son to grow up to be a hobo who does not bathe. Right? So if your argument is that I'm doing circumcision to avoid infections, then, well, that's not really going to work out, and we have lots and lots and lots of evidence to point that direction.
Well, see, that was the part that got me... curious, or that got my attention, rather, and related it to circumcision. I don't know about the health benefits of trimming dogs' ears, but I've heard quite a lot about the mythical health benefits of circumcision. Right.
Right. So if you wash regularly, you're not going to have any problems with circumcision. If you have floppy ears on a dog, you're going to have to clean those ears regularly. And if you have ears that are open on a dog, you don't have to clean them, generally, very often. That's the choice.
I don't recall ever in my life cleaning a dog's ears.
Have you had dogs with floppy ears?
I don't know, man. I don't pay much attention to their ears.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so, because I had like a half Pomeranian. No, I think he had pointy ears.
Yeah, Poms have pointy ears.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I haven't. I mean, how floppy are we talking?
Closed. So it closes over the ear canal,
okay.
And that doesn't exist in nature. Just doesn't happen. There's no animal that I can think of, and I've tried to think of them all. There's some cows whose ears, open ears face downward, some gazelles whose open ears face downward.
Well, you've got to think, from an evolutionary standpoint, there is... going to be no advantage to having an ear that,
something encumbering the ear. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I suppose for
dives... Well, evolution doesn't make any sense.
Well,
but
that
dogs,
much is true.
Dogs didn't just evolve, as you were pointing out. They were sort of selectively bred.
Right.
Humans evolved dogs.
And I'd like to make the point about tails, if I might. Docking tails, excuse me. So it depends on the breed, but in the case of a Doberman, they tend to have long, thin tails. Ask anybody at a vet's office. They deal with broken tails relatively regularly.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Dogs break their tails. Either, you know, they're rough housing, especially a thin-tailed dog. You know, it's just a little bit of bone there. And they're rough housing and it gets broken. Or some dogs get really excited and they whip it around and they just hit the door jamb and crack. Their tail's broken. So, you know, I mean, the docking of tails, that one instant that a puppy has to deal with a tail getting docked.
Do they not use anesthesia for this or anything?
I think they do anesthesia for the ears, but generally not for tails.
Okay.
So, you know, they just kind of find the spot and then they go for it. And, you know, you can say what you want about that particular part of the procedure, but an animal with a broken tail is probably in a great deal of pain.
Sure. I'm just saying some local anesthesia.
Wouldn't hurt.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it would literally not hurt.
Right. It would literally not hurt. Yeah. So, yeah, as far as nails go on a cat, I mean, if it makes your life more convenient as the cat owner, why not? I mean, at this point,
they're
not tearing things up.
So why not? Indeed, because this is an animal. This is an organism that you're talking about owning.
Right.
Yeah. You can't own a person, and you can't own another living being.
Oh, so you cannot own an animal.
No.
That's
you can have an animal as part of your life, and you can have a custodial relationship with that animal.
Can you keep it from going outside of the house? Isn't that slavery?
They're not working for you, but yes. It would be slavery if you took in a dog and then just made it work for you.
Well, I mean, if you don't let it out of the house, well, is it imprisonment, I guess? Is that immoral to imprison a dog by not letting it out?
That would depend.
Okay, on what?
On why the dog was not being allowed out.
Well, some dogs
because
just
because
run.
These are not humans, right? There is a qualitative difference in the intelligence and ability to reason.
Well, they might just want to run away. I mean, like, some dogs just, and they're gone.
But I wouldn't expect a dog to know, oh, I can't go outside because I'll end up in the street and I will get run over.
Oh, so you're making the decision for his own good.
I'm saying that
but I'm going to cut the cat's nails off for my own good. For his own good.
It's not for the cat's own good, though.
Well,
the
cat, keep him from tearing things up.
The cat received no benefit from this whatsoever.
He doesn't get to live in this delightful house unless he has his nails done.
Well, the cat would probably rather have their claws and not live there.
Who knows what the cat wants? Senor seemed very happy.
855-450-3733 855-450-FREE.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.